know my occupation. I get paid to rock the nation.
Rolling.
Hold it now.
It's 17 past the hour, and from Huntsville, Alabama, joining us on the show now with commentary, the one and only Roland Martin. What's going on, Roland?
All good here in Huntsville, speaking at Oakwood University today at 10 a.m., so certainly looking forward to it. And so I had a great time with the provost at dinner last night, and so again, looking forward to it. It's free, open to the public. So if you're in Huntsville, come on out and check a brother out on their campus church at 10 a.m. So all say hello here. On Washington Watch on Sunday, you know, we talk about politics as well, but R&B star Rahsaan Patterson shared a very difficult story with us, and that is what it was, the effects of having to deal with being sexually abused when you're a child. And so he is an advocate on this issue with the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network. He also has a song that is debuting today across the country dedicated to that. And so we're glad to have Rahsaan on the show. Rahsaan, good morning.
Good morning.
Doc, we talked about it, and you talked about still being emotional and having to share what happened, and you said that you were about 6 years old when you were sexually abused at church.
Right.
Share a bit with our audience just that traumatic experience for you and just how you had to deal with that for so many years.
Well, obviously it was a traumatic experience, and as a child it's something that you never anticipate happening or even understand potentially how to deal with it. So you just basically grow up and attempt to keep it moving. And, you know, I think naturally in life we come equipped with fears and things of that nature. But I think when you're abused, those fears are somewhat multiplied, and it manifests itself later in life, you know, in ways that affect our relationships and being able to love, receive love, and authentically give it. It affects the ways we sometimes communicate. It affects our level, our ability to commit in relationships. And mm-hmm. it's something that you live with. It's an ongoing healing process. And I think it's important for us to bring awareness not only to the organization RAIN, RAIN.org, for people who have been dealing with this issue, but I think it's important for parents to really protect their children and to ask questions to their children, because it happens far too often.
Now, you did not tell your family until you were 18 years old, but at 21, you confronted the individual who did it.
Yes, I did. And that was the beginning stages for me in my healing, actually. And it just kind of hit me one day, and I picked up the phone and spoke out to the individual. And, you know, that was, like I said before, the beginning steps in healing. And when I actually was in D.C. last week, I spoke with the founder of the organization RAIN, who started it 18 years ago, and he told me that even 70-year-olds call. You know what I mean? They call the hotline just to reveal for the first time and get help in dealing with having dealt with it alone for so long. So it's never too late for people to reach out and release it from themselves.
You did this song called Don't Touch Me, and the proceeds will go towards RAIN, and you're releasing it today on iTunes. I want to play a little bit of this song, and then we'll come back and talk. So go ahead and play Don't Touch Me. Now, Rahsaan, putting this song out, what do you, obviously to raise funds, but really what do you want the song to do when people hear that? Do you want to spur them to action, but even let others who have had to deal with this to open up to their parents, open up to someone else, to the authorities to deal with it?
Absolutely. I think the most important thing is to bring awareness to the issue and the perspective of what it's like for a child to have to suffer through that, and even young adults and adults who have to suffer through that. And, you know, I think a lot of focus sometimes is spent on physical abuse in relationships and things of that nature and for children. But, you know, whenever the issue of sexual abuse comes up, you know, we get up in arms about it for a short period of time and then it kind of goes away. And I don't think that's fair. You know, I think there's a lot of people who are affected by these traumatic circumstances and never really fully get a chance to express the effects of that, you know. So in addition to raising money for the organization, I think it's appropriate for people to begin to go deeper into the conversation of how it happens, why it happens, and how we sweep it under the rug and why we sweep it under the rug, you know.
Rahsaan and Roland, my cousin was a part of this kind of sexual abuse thing at a church event, and the discovery was he was acting out. And so how did you act out? You said it manifested in a number of ways. How did it manifest itself in your actions?
Well, you know, as a child, I was a depressed child. You know, I had thoughts of suicide as a young person. You know, before I even became a teenager, you know, that's one of the first signs for people to be able to see a difference in a child. Whenever you see that type of withdrawal from a child, something most likely has occurred.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, it is, and then it's something where parents just don't know. They just know that their child is acting out, and so a lot of questions have to be asked, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And when those questions aren't asked, you know, that child has to grow up and just kind of suppress all that, you know what I mean? And then it revealed manifests itself in alcohol abuse and drug abuse and depression and suicide.
Well, Rahsaan, we certainly appreciate it, man, you sharing your story. Hopefully it will spur others to also speak honestly about this issue. The song, again, folks, is called Don't Touch Me. It is on iTunes today. It benefits rain.org, rain.org. And, man, we certainly appreciate it. Thank you for being a voice on this issue.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you, Roland. And we wish Rahsaan Patterson the best with this awareness cause. Thank you much, buddy. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Appreciate it.
All right.